You're listening to the Lost in Japan English podcast, episode number 75.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード75番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we have a bit of a morbid topic around funerals and how they differ between Japan and the USA.
そうです。今日はちょっとですね、なかなか話しづらいことかもしれないですけど、お葬式について両文化の違いを探ってみたいと思います。
So I've actually never been to a funeral in Japan because one of the things I've noticed is they happen very quickly after somebody passes. Not a lot of time goes by before the funeral is conducted. So often what that means is it doesn't really give us enough time to get there to Japan.
そういうことね。
Yeah.
だいたいね、多分何日か後だよね。
Right. It's very quick.
Yes. It's pretty much within a week だね。
Yeah, see here it typically is at least a week out.
Oh, really?
If not a little bit longer, just because it takes, I assume because it takes time to plan and get everything together. But I've noticed that in Japan, it happens very quickly. So I've actually never been to a funeral there. I've only been to memorial services.
Ah, なるほどね。
So first, I guess my first question is, when you attend a funeral, like what do you wear? Like what do women wear? Because I know men typically wear, I'm going to assume they wear a black suit.
Yes, yes, yes. もうその通りでございます。Exactly. Actually, for funerals, I don't know about the United States. I don't know the difference, but I'll talk about what happens in Japan mainly. And we have one day for Otsuya and one day for Kokubetsushiki っていうのがあって、And then you wear different things.
Oh.
And for the Kokubetsushiki, which is the actual main funeral,
uh-huh.
the men do wear black suits.
Uh-huh.
And the women wear mofuku, which are black suits or black kimonos that are specifically for funerals.
So do most people have mofuku?
それがね、最近だとどうなんだろう? I would say maybe 70% of the people would have mofuku.
Oh, okay.
And I don't because, like, honestly, they don't look too good. they're pretty ugly.
And yeah.
The kimonos are really nice. They
yeah.
often have the kamon in it
uh-huh.
for the Western suits. For the women, they're usually skirts.
Right. And they're just black suits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I prefer pants. So,
oh, I see.
So I usually wear a black suit or something like that.
Okay.
But for Otsuya, you can basically wear black, gray, or navy, really dark navy.
So can you explain what that is first?
Otsuya wa, so the ososhiki was the main ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, usually a day before or 2 days before, we have the Otsuya, which is a night ceremony. A lot of people, even though they have work in the daytime, they can attend these night ceremonies. And they're a time to say goodbye to the dead. So that means you don't have very much time to prepare. And so you may not have the time to prepare a mofuku. And so you can, as long as it's dark, it's okay.
So it sounds like it's really similar to a wake, which happens
sometimes
here in the United States, where it's the viewing of the body before the funeral service. And so some people do participate in that.
Okay.
But yeah, so like I remember my family, especially my grandparents have mofuku, the kimono with the family crest in it and the black kimono. But I don't think like my parents, for example, have, like I don't think my mom has one. In fact, I know she doesn't have one. But it would be appropriate then, if you don't have the kimono with the family crest, to just wear a black suit as a woman.
So then, I would say if it's your husband or wife or your parents, then people wear mofuku if they have one.
Well, and because you wouldn't wear it very often, I hope.
Yes. So hopefully you don't have to wear them that often. But some people, you don't have to think about it too much, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to think about what to wear.
That's true.
And so some people wear that one kimono
yeah.
for every wake or ceremony.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. You know, because here in the States, it's definitely not as strict. So like I tend to wear a lot of black because that's my association with funerals and mourning. But if you go to a funeral, there's people who are generally dressed in their regular clothes. Maybe the women are dressed up a little bit fancier in dresses and whatnot, but not necessarily black dresses and things like that. So I think it depends on what part of the states you're in as well, because we're here in the Pacific Northwest. We're pretty casual compared to the rest of the other parts of the country. So here, like, people just wear what they normally wear, except maybe a little bit dressier. So it's definitely not a color-restricted type of a situation.
So, yeah. 日本はやっぱりダークなものを着ないといけないっていうのがあって、しきたりを重んじる人っていうのは結構いるからさ。
Yeah, the commonality in Japan is that it's a Buddhist death, right? Like it's typically the ceremonies is very Buddhist. We're here in the United States because death ceremonies tend to be religiously based. There's so many different types of religions that the practices are a lot more varied. It's not like, I feel like in Japan, it's sort of, you do one set of things for a funeral, where here it can vary so much in terms of what happens not only at the service, but also like even with the body. Like, what do you do with the body? Do you embalm it? Do you bury it? Do you cremate it? Do you, right? Like there's all these different things that happen too.
なるほどね。確かにいろんなパターンがあるから、まあいろんな宗教があって、それでいろんなパターンがあるから、本当にいろいろだろうね。結婚式はさ、和でやったり洋でやったりする人はいるけど、お葬式はもう大概の場合、it's almost always Buddhist type. And so there's not very many types here in Japan.
Yeah, I imagine because I was doing some funeral planning with my family, just like, hey, what do you want to have happen at your funeral when you die? And in Japan, I feel like that's not as much of a practice because it's already 決まってる.
そう。決まってるから You have to know the rules and everything.
Yeah.
And you have to follow them. That's the hard part here.
Yeah.
And I have made very many mistakes. For instance, with the clothes, I mean, I knew that I had to wear something dark for the otsuya, the wake thing. And first of all, I wore clothes that had stripes in it.
Oh.
It was dark, but it had stripes in it. And my mom was like, それダメよ.
Oh, and really?
I had black shoes, but they had shiny things on them. And my mom was like, それダメよ.
Your mom is so strict.
Well, yes. Actually, she is not as strict as other people in our generation. So she's a little bit more open, although she knows that I don't know anything, and so she tries to teach me, this is good, this is not good, みたいなことを、まあ、なるべく言うようにはしてくれてるんだろうけど、
oh,
I have made very many mistakes.
So then, is there a custom to plan for your funeral or plan for your death before you die? In planning for your funerals here, like they ask questions like, what kind of music do you want to have played at your funeral? What kind of flowers would you like to have at your funeral? What clothes do you want to be wearing if you're going to be in a wake or if you're going to be buried, right? Like what clothes do you want to be buried? Do you want jewelry? Do you want photographs? And like, there's all these like questions, right? That you go through. Are there such practices?
Well, I think even now in Japan, not very many people like to talk about that kind of stuff. So
people don't like to talk about it here either, really.
Well, yeah. But even the will, some people prepare them, but a lot of people don't.
Okay.
After a person dies, you have so little time preparing. like, I had this experience once where I was involved in the preparation of a person who passed away, mm-hmm. and it was crazy. I mean, you know, you're still in shock and yeah. sad, and, well, you're not even sad because you're in shock.
Right.
And then they ask you all these questions.
Yes.
You just answer, and then the people prepare it for you, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of thing, it just happens really quickly because we have those wakes and funerals very early on after the person passes away.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that people here in Japan like to decide on before they die is the picture, which is called the ie. It's basically the picture, mm-hmm. the huge picture that goes on to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is going to be looking at this. Mm-hmm. And so usually the women do not want other people choosing the pictures for them. They want the pictures that they want to show. And so, people talk about that. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. interesting. Because they are wearing the mufuku in those photos a lot. I've noticed that with my grandparents and whatnot, they're wearing the black kimono with the family emblem on it in their photos.
あ、本当。あ、それはでも逆に今の時代珍しいかもしれない。それはちゃんとしてるよ。
But I could see, yeah, if my photograph's gonna be in the family home as, you know, as part of the Buddhist altar, then I would want to make sure it's one that I like too.
そうなんだよね。そこはね、みんなね、結構一生懸命考える。
That's interesting. Well, I think it is really hard when, you know, you're grieving and you're in shock to make a lot of those types of decisions, which is why mm-hmm. I think pre-funeral planning can be really helpful and a really lovely thing to do for your family mm-hmm. so that they don't have to make all those decisions for you.
Yeah, yeah. ウィルもそうだし、遺言もそうだし、そのお葬式の手配とか、その細かいことって前もって決めていくっていうことは割と起きる方なのかな?
I don't know that it happens very often. I think that there is more effort to do that, and I think it's mm-hmm. helpful, I think, for family members. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think things like, do you have, like, if you're going to be buried, do you already have your plots? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the one thing I'm trying to get, like, my parents to decide is, do they want to be in Japan? Do they want to be in Hawaii? Do they want to be in Washington State? You know, where do you want your final resting place to be? So, like, mm-hmm. those are types of decisions that I think would be helpful for me as a child, for my parents to decide and whatnot. So,
そうだよね。残されたものにとってね。
Yeah.
決まってた方が、まあ、楽っていうかね。
Yeah, it's easier. Like, I can execute on any plan as long as you have one.
そうだよね。だからそれ考えると、もうちょっと決めていった方がいいんだけどなと、やく思うんだけど、なかなか言えないよね。
Oh, I'm making my parents do it. Like, every time I go visit, like, they have to fill out this form that I brought for them.
すごいね。さすがじいちゃん。そこをちゃんとやるってすごい。
Yeah, it's been a slow process, but slowly we're getting more and more clarity around like plans and things like that. So,
じいちゃんのおじさんとおばさんは協力的?
They're reluctant. I would say that's a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. やっぱね。
But they are kind of doing it. Because I did actually, like, one time I went to go visit and I gave them the forms that I wanted them to fill out. And then 6 months later, when I visited, they hadn't done any of it. So then I was making them do it, you know. And then, you know, when I go back this time, I doubt that they've made much progress on it, but we'll continue to work on them.
徐々にね、やっぱそうだよね。徐々に慣れていくっていうのも必要かな。
Yeah, but we did actually have to do it with, you know, John's mother and, you know, like, to sit down and talk about, like, hey, what do you want to have happen? And we all did it together.
いやー、それ考えさせられるね。こう、なかなかこの年になって初めてなのかもしれないけど。
So in my research, I did find something interesting that I was really excited about.
Oh.
And, you know, I've always been somewhat interested in funerals and death ceremonies,
mm-hmm.
but I found that they have these urns, which is the pot that you would put the ashes in, right? The container okay. that you put the ashes in. There are these urns that are made out of salt. And so if you, you know, you die and then you get cremated, you put your mm-hmm. ashes into this salt urn, and then you can take mm-hmm. this salt urn and just dump it into the ocean, and then it just slowly melts away, and the whole thing disappears, and it's
oh my gosh.
completely biodegradable, and I'm like, oh my god, that's what I want!
That is so you!
And And I was very excited.
That is exciting because in Japan, normally we're cremated なんだよね。Mm-hmm. だから足があるじゃない。Mm-hmm. それをやっぱね、海に巻いてほしいみたいな感じはあったの。ずっと。Mm-hmm. だけど、I think you can't do that here. So maybe okay. that would be a possibility.
Yeah, we could dump you in the Pacific Ocean.
Yes, in the middle of Japan in the US.
Yeah, because that's where I think most of my family will be.
そこら辺がいいなって思うし、自分のことはせめて決めようかな。なんか自分の親とかヤンの親とかってその話を切り出すのってやっぱなかなか難しいなって感じがするんだけど、mm-hmm. せめて自分のは、
yes.
もう今のうちから決めておきたいなって今思ったね。
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I think it makes it easier for your loved ones should you die before them and makes it simple. But yeah, I love the idea of like kind of leaving no traceand being completely dissolved, including my container, into the Pacific Ocean.
you have to let me know what that is. You have to send me a link.
I know. I just heard about the salt urn. I actually haven't located one or anything, but I'm like, that sounds awesome. That sounds great. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
すごいね。
Well, I hope that this episode was enlightening at some level for practices around funerals and death ceremonies and some of the differences that do exist between cultures.
そうだね。こういうことって話すの難しいんだけど、でも両文化の違いについてちょっとでも話せたかなと思います。もし皆さんもシェアできるお話がありましたら、ぜひ聞きたいなと思います。
Yes, please hit us up on Instagram, Facebook with your thoughts or feedback or even wishes that you have.
そうだね。みんながどう考えてるかも聞きたいね。インスタ、フェイスブック更新してますので、ぜひ見てください。
We look forward to seeing you all next week.
はい、それではまた来週。バイバイ。
バイバイ。Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。